where we show you what administration spends in the set the fourth quarter and then the first quarter of 2014-15. This is the information that I spoke to earlier on, but we are now analyzing it in a little bit more detail as to where the money has been spent in the department. And when we take that area, that signal area within the department, we go into the items of which that specific program has spent on. So it goes for administration. In quarter four, we spent 190 million on compensation of employees, which represents 26.2% of the administration budget on compensation of employees. And then on goods and services, 163 million, 24.3% of the budget, basically also on goods and services as it relates to the administration program of the department. And the percentages then show that. I'll move on to quarter one of 2014-15 for the program administration. Budget is 184 million. Spending quarter one is 160 million, which is 22%. Basically, that's the budget and the spending on compensation in the administration program of the department. All in all, the budget for administration is 1.1 billion for this year, spending quarter one of 263 million, and the percentage there was 2.5%. The partial and cadastral services, this is our second program. I did say that this is where we house natural geomatic services, as well as partial planning and land use management branches. In quarter four of the last financial year, the compensation spending was 91 million, representing 5%. Goods and services was 64.8 million. Representing 32.1%. They spent all in all by the end of the financial year 785,859,000, representing 99.8% of their budget in that program. In quarter one of the new financial year, their budget on compensation is 465 million. They have spent 98 million. And the percentage there is 21.1%. On goods and services, we spent 182 million, or rather their budget is 182 million, and they spent 29.7 million, representing 16.3% of the budget. All in all, they spent in quarter one 182.7 million francs, representing 16.9% of their 774 million francs in their budget. On program development, in the last quarter four, they spent 104 million on compensation of employees, which is 4.9%, and 91.2 million rand, which is 11% of goods and services. For departmental agencies and accounts, they spent 171 million rands, which represents 64.5% of their budget. And on buildings and other structures, they spent 24.2 million, representing 97.1% of their budget. All in all, they spent 1.701642 billion rands of their 1.704760 budget for the 2013-14 financial year, making up 99.8% of the total budget. In this year, their budget has increased to 2 billion rand. They spent in quarter one 349 million, and they have spent 70.4% of the total budget. You'll see that on goods and services, the current expenditure is sitting at 182 million, of which they have a 400 million rand budget. On compensation, they have spent 114 million rand when the budget is 563 million. And this is on rural development, quarter one of the financial. Restitution, in quarter four of 2013-14, they spent on compensation is 5.6 million, representing 25.1% of the budget. And then on households, this is where we account for the money that we pay for registration claims. They have spent 388 million in quarter four, which is 17% of their budget. In total, at the end of the 13-14 financial year, registration has been made on road numbers. 2014-16 quarter one of this year, they have 2.68074 billion marked in the budget. Their spending for quarter one is 747 million. And that represents 27.9% of their budget that is in quarter one. Level four, this program is a program where we have the two branches of land redistribution and development, as well as land tenure and administration. Those two branches together form the land reform program. In the last quarter of the 2013-14 financial year, they spent 130 million, 440,000, which is 15% of their budget. That was done in quarter four. And at the end of the financial year, they had spent 99.7% of their compensation on the budget, 100% of goods and services, and 100% of departmental agencies and accounts. This is where we account for money that we give to the Black Alha trading account, as well as for the Minyama transport. For households, they spent 361 million, 100% of their budget. Basically, also here is where we account for beneficiaries left from core function money that go to beneficiaries as well. 100% of the budget in land reform was also spent. In quarter one of the new financial year, they have a budget of 2.8 billion rand and they've spent 623.8 million, which represents 21% to 2.1% of the budget for the land reform program. On ALHA itself, the national land reform account, we are here showing you the problems. Once again, this is the same account that is receiving its transfers from the department, from the NESCOM branch. The money goes to the Black Alha, and we now show you how the spending went in Alha itself. In quarter four, Kiss and Cape sent 6.4% of their budget in quarter four, which is 113,791,000. First stage, 17 million. Gauteng, 29 million. KwaZulu-Natal, 64 million. Limpopo, 9 million. Mpumalanga, 32 million. Northern Cape, 4.8 million. Northwest, 4.9 million. And Western Cape, 20 million rand. And this is basically on land acquisition, as well as on capitalization and development program. All in all, at the end of the financial year, Eastern Cape has spent a total of 201 million, Free State 216, 134 million, Gauteng, 238 million, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, 192 million, Mpumalanga, 323 million, Eastern Cape, 96 million, Northwest, 247 million, 62 million. 100% of the budget of ALHA was spent in the 2013-14 financial year. In quarter one of this new financial year, we've got quarter one transfers that have been made against the Eastern Cape 67, and they spent 10.2% of that, which is less than 13 million. They spent 4.9%. Housing is 9 million, 16.9% spent. KwaZulu-Natal is 6 million, they're spending 137.7% of that. Limpopo, 11 million, 17.1%. Mpumalanga, 46 million, 44.8%. Northern Cape, 28.1 million, and they have spent 9.9% of that. Northwest, 66 conscious mover, that spend that and that when then percent of that within case 18.6 meter and then spend 5.5% of that amount. And when we do subsequent transfers, we'll be able to get some of these amounts that are over the 100% mark. I just need to emphasize that the first quarter transfer does not represent the full budget for that particular program, and they are still able to go over it, also running one account. This registration account and total revenue that was projected was 569 million. You will see that the price will be a bit different on this registration. They work on revenue and they work on accrual based of our accounting. So in quarter four, they spent 40.8 million, which is 7.3% of the budget. Compensation of the employees, they spent 90 million, representing 25.5%. Goods and services, 22.8, representing 11.1%. At the end of the financial year, this registration account had a surplus of 106,507,000. By and large, this surplus was as a result of the transfers that I spoke to earlier on about the ICADA infrastructure as well as the software licenses. Not all of that money was already spent at the end of the financial year. Currently, the current budget is 113 million for total revenue, and spending for the next quarter is 20.7%. Which is made up of 21.1% on compensation with employees, as well as 5.7% on goods and services. I think at this point we can stop.
Going to 2013, 2014, the work you've done well, but there is this upward certain view. The concern. You went to 99.9%. That percentage is so important. The 1%. Which is when you go into record 5.7%. You need to try 5.7 meters. And the money. I wanted to find out why that money was not used. In other words, for you to say, maybe if I was going to credit you, I'll give you, instead of a A, I'll give you a B. Because you did not use the $100,000 later. And I wanted to find out on the line items in different items for the same. I'll go to a different in local government. Can I get a teacher to make one of the two? Go to the economic application province and go to administration, province and local government. I'm concerned. No, I was only to find out in the previous financial year, like 2018, 2014, on the first quarter, how many percent did they use or was used, so to say, because in this quarter they only used 1.5% for an administration. And I need details to say what that is contained. Because it's the local government and administration. Allah again, Gordon's, Allah President HSM account, and the CEO, the Kalashnikov Association. Again, I wanted to find out in the first quarter, because when I analyze, I see that only third and fourth quarter, to compare what you've done last year and this year. Because it shows, honestly, when you analyze that each and every quarter, in the first quarter, you don't even. You're saying that the line item is 25%, but it goes to 1%. Do you achieve? No, you cannot achieve. And again, the one I think I wanted to find out that in Greece, the last, even the cultural department, it showed that every first quarter, honestly, not the 2% for financial year end. I don't think it's a shadow institution. We're not going to achieve, especially that we open this, because I believe we will see your target must be achieved. And the problem comes with terms, this line, this factor. When you go to each and every line item, that you say institution, you've achieved only 2.1. It's a big picture. But then go to details. I can go to household, the household other than level form, which is 12.1%. I know Ubuchi, maybe Ubuchi, that's why, maybe the thing that the first one was to check. I wanted to find out if the culture of this department can allow them to comment, because remember the other thought that we had that the outer, the first, not the first, yeah, the first, what is parliamentary session, but the first that they submitted, the federal finance system, can observe those questions in our context, the way they express the department in our local. But I want that one to share. Free space, you know, getting an explanation on free space on the first quarter for the financial year. The stems, free space of stems 4.9, less than other provinces, on their headquarters. One person said, Mija, I need an explanation, because Chicago, from your northwest went 109% home. Now, the other province went only to 4.9%. Question the higher for headquarters.
On both sides of the table.
Jefferson, I also want to echo some of the compliments in the department. In the financial return in the fourth quarter of 2014, happens when you sit through the conflict, just feeling kind of the part of spending with only 100% money, I go back to sleep. But it also indicated that there is room for improvement to make the 99.9% 100%. I am a very concerned, I don't want to be any question that the heavy past company. I'm sure the department is going to explain the 5.7 million. But I do have to see that both in terms of we can't call the first quarter for 2014 and 2015, as well as in 2013 and 2014, there doesn't seem to be any mastery position, something position of interest and rent on hand. Which is actually a reason becomes a mechanism that's not planned for. I just want to know why. There's a really logical reason for it, but if it's supposed to end the teaching, you would need to know what rental agreements exist. I mean, if you know and they're able to make a position around how much it will cost for the financial year. Meaning that, in my understanding, they would be able to make a budgetary provision for even if it's rent, if it's land on lease from the department, of course, there has to be a contract between the leaser, the leasee and the leaser, which means there would be income that could be projected. Unless there's something I don't understand very completely. I think if one looks at the performance reports, etc., one does see that there is quite a number of red points. One is, for example, the current quarter, the first quarter, the department only not achieved 11 out of its 27 performance targets. Area of concern. The spending for there are some provinces in Mayan in particular, one is a Burundi, 5% spent in the first quarter, in the northern state, 9% spent, Free State, which is another province, is 4.9% spent. And of course, we have other provinces in the north, which has spent 109%. Now, of course, as one would assume that this trend will not continue into the quarter that now would be becoming second, third, and fourth quarter, because if it remains like this, then there would be understanding and there would be overspending. Overall, if one looks at the 37% spent here, then department would say no, but we have spent the target of 5%. We actually have done much better than I think the issues are also in terms of what Honorable Tani was referring to, in particular with regard to the impact, the kind of an impact assessment is for to see to what is the impact of the budget on households. I would be very, very much interested in such a study, such as whether it is money well spent. Have it indeed cause a improvement of the life of the people on the ground, I would say. Those would be my comments. Thank you very much.
Of the measures that you can take, but I think that let us even the code of the government represent it so that we can align the financial performance with the other good suggestions and submissions to us from by the Department of Human Performance.
Then we would clarify that the clarify is that only the financial performance report was reported. But we have circulated in 2 weeks ago the first quarterly report. So we did send it to the members. We can present the quarter one performance, which Mrs. Hawke can let's just start with the question of the impact. On a quarterly basis, we can report on whether the department has met the targets the first stage. The impact is a function of a separate process. Let me give, for instance, the comprehensive development program. We have had an independent evaluation of program and its impact. The report, I think, will be going to Cabinet soon, and then, Madam Chair, we are happy to bring the report once it has been tabled to Cabinet. But by the nature of the program, we would be unable to show every step immediately. I hope I'm making the point. We can show that here are the headcount we have acquired, but whether those headcount have translated into sustainability in the production of the farm becomes a separate function or a different evaluation. We have had the evaluation of, for instance, where we are spending on our capitalization and development program. There is an independent evaluation that has been done. Again, the report is going to be going to Cabinet. We are happy to make it available once Cabinet is considered and make a decision on the report. Restitution. We have had an independent evaluation of restitution. All of the 3 reports are preparing to deal with issues of impact. They highlight weaknesses in the program. They recommend areas of improvement, and the department will develop improvement plans against the areas that they have identified, and again, we will be happy to come to the committee as soon as we have the approval to distribute and come present to the committee on the impact side.
The report on the financial performance has been submitted to the committee. It is a formal report of the election. So, as you are intending to remember, it needs to contain both the financial performance and the performance. Because we can't separate the performance of the finance. So, we have to just align the two. While the figure is being presented, we want to make sure that while the money is spent effectively, in line with the performance of what we can with the performance that with the financial performance so we are considering the performance itself, the target to be able to achieve the target especially to achieve this is the same on the other side. We just want to add this one. There are 2 questions that have been raised by the members.
It's not always
as low as it is right now, at the 32.1% of the budget. So it really is impacted upon by things like when we consider contracts. So I wouldn't say it is a trend. There's a trend that is consistent enough to then conclude that in the culture of low spending in Kotawan. On the 5.7 million rand, why is it not used? It's a discussed question. What are managing a budget of that for 4 million rand? And you've not spent 5.7 million rand of that budget. In the bigger scheme of things, much as it's a significant amount of money, but in the bigger scheme of things, when you look at it, it's an amount that says you may not have paid the last invoice on that project. Maybe the invoice came in much later on this project, on the other project. So put together, you may not have spent on salaries, on compensation of the employees, because you were a couple of months late in the appointment of the person into that particular position. So it can be a number of reasons, but that has got to do more with timing than with lack of will to spend. So I'm just saying, when you compare it to your managing 9.4 billion rand, you are left with 5.7 million rand, there may be issues of timing in terms of staying off on contract or appointment of one position or another.
Let me share on this point to get to your space. Toward the end of the financial year, any healing point in time, if you look at month-to-month projection, as you can see, trend on a quarterly basis, we may not have been spending on the linear target of 25%. So at any given quarter or any given month, you may have expenditure that you have to carry through to the next financial year. But effectively, on at the end of the last month, and on the last month of the financial year, literally, we're going to say, we are going to stop payment. We're going to have to stop paying any more invoices, because we don't want to overspend. So trying to strike that balance becomes a very, very difficult exercise. I think we talk around maybe 2 weeks before the end of the financial year. Because you find that because perhaps some programs did not spend in the previous month, there are invoices that are coming through. Literally, otherwise we would have a budget overrun. And this is where this crash, where you have this amount of money falling through the cracks. It is not because we had no invoices to pay. It is not because there was no service rendered. It was not because there was no land that we could have paid on it. But yet we try to manage at the end of financial year, 2 weeks, when we close and we say we're not going to pay. Of course there are risks with that. That is how you end up generating your forward business. Of course there's a risk, because you then have to start saying, because I want to manage better this, you have to control or spend, you end up having to spend money you could have spent in the previous financial year, you end up spending it in the following financial year. So that is the tricky part. But if you go back to the last three financial years, you see that perhaps in 2013, we were at perhaps 98% of budget expenditure. In 2012-13, I think we were 99.4%. This one, that parameter here is 99.9%. So we are improving and tightening that gap. We are not saying it is a desirable situation, given the need out there, but we try to try that kind of one. I don't think just
yes, so on the on the question of Honorable Congo on what represents provincial and local government and administration, so that's what we pay for most of the licenses and administration. But on the other, on entry form and institution, it's the most of the license, but also written access to one side. So I guess the 1.5% that the Honorable Congo was referring to is as a result of the timing of when they pay for the motor license on administration. Would they run as higher or in the same time? So we would call this report. If they expire, we pay for them. There's maybe some data. On households and the land reform is 12.1%. I want to take that together with the one on free state, on ALHA, so why it is 4.9%. It depends on, because that amount is also for the land acquisition. It depends on how the negotiations go with the ones that we are buying the land from. So there may be a clear intention to say we're going to pay in this month for the particular piece of land. But then you find that the negotiations are stopped. Maybe the disagreement between the negotiating team from our side and the landowner, and it gets stopped. And then there is the issue of registration of land. Once we have agreed and we make a payment in the process, and to do the registration, and then we do the final payment. So we usually in that space, of that's how it tends to go on the land acquisition side. Rent on medical, okay, Honorable Mandela asked about why is there no buy the producers and the land. When we are charging for let's say not paying on time. One reason or another, whether we're charged by a service provider for not paying on time or we delay the finalizing the land acquisition process, then we put back in. So we want to get back in for it. Because it's undesirable, we don't want it. We don't find it for it. But when it does arrive, we put it against that item that one is there. So there won't be a problem.
I think that is overthinking it and not allowed. And also the issue of the approvals, the bigger approvals is taking place in the current right? And the bigger finishing, but just for the because it comes to, you know, the main redevelopment by the things that are supposed to be in the financial chain. Because if you take those, you know, lines still open, in the next financial chain, then you have to be patient on your current chain, on your current budget. But yeah, I'm not looking for on a customer. I think we're still awaiting it, because you'll certify the funding from the first quarter up to
I think what they mean, the quarter for this financial year,
when we run away from it that you don't have it, it's a cargo department. Because she tells them that under your invoice on this court, it shows that you don't pay within 6 days. It's a culture. Now, don't say you don't have it. Now, under a future cover, the PFMA must have it. Now, one of the things here that I want to wire and pull up and hear on the TCP that we need in this contract, out of all projects that we have, only one is a human child. The programs that we have. It's only one. Out of all the two, three, four, six. Out of six. On this one, on this one. Yeah. I'm talking, here's an example. Your target work and administration is great, and you only have one. Only the CF, only the CF is actually about three.
Yeah.
When you analyze any country, then you go to this coach. And that's, you've got this report here. And let's go through the stuff. I'm saying all of the six programs that the department has, I'm talking about them from all of them, only one is in a team, a sheet, so to say. In a sense that it shows that only the financial prudence or the internal control of the department put a link. Either the leadership, in a sense that if the team that you are 3 years, you move from 99.0 to the different that's financial level 99.9. But then 5.7 billion is a lot of money. Million. You know, outstanding issues, it's an example here. 300 people are still waiting today for restitution. It has been finalized that they did not get the valuation of this, the award. Why don't you use that money for them? Something good thing. That's why I wanted to get the department that it's an excuse to say, I think personalism, take it the way you do the things like this. Now we must move away from this. This is a new financial year. Can I ask the department to proceed? If it's 25 per quarter, let's do that. You are now always, I saw your presentation, you measure yourself, if you are between 20 and 20, 20 below 35 per day, now we are in line with the independent. You're telling yourself, I'm running. No, we were in plan. Our target is 25,000, but it's okay, we're still fine. The way you present it is very clearly showing you. No, and I can tell you, who calls our one? If you say, I know the coach part, the implementation part, gender issues and the implementation, but I think across the board, the government department is telling me that this, we are shying away from the extra time that if your KPI are like this and wanted to achieve 5 out of 10 this point or this financial, you have to. Now, Chair, I wanted to propose something, but since the presentation, I'm left, the presentation that seems good is stuck. It's okay. So, if you present it, don't you make it sound, or is it another presentation? I'm not sure.
All of what we have as well as
another in form of all. I'm not telling you for the entire community. I agree. What I want to but we must be careful of the way we must be careful of saying the department must change its passage from number to another. I don't think one of the reasons that we say we have budgeted for this vote, we must change because the entire amount that is that we must take to another budget vote. You must be careful not to think that we must take the budget. If that money is left, you didn't spend for it. You must keep it because it's for that particular budget. I think you must be careful not to say, there's a budget that is left. You must spend it, another thing. I don't think that is part of it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think that on another chat, or even the issue of an issue, I think the alarm issue decision approach, I think we should. So the shift, you must make sure that it complies. So you must not over shift over that whether it's over violence. Because also over violence indicates on the other side the poor planning or poor budget. What allows you to shift funds from one program to another by supplying to the team? It's another principle.
I'm not quite sure if I can hear properly where the FMC CFO has responded to the questions around funding in relation to the underspending in a number of funds and of course the overspending in some other powers. I've made an example of Princeton 4.9, Western 5.5, Jordan 9.9, and then of course the Amazon 7.7 in ISFM is a lot of 9%. Though the real target of 25% has been achieved, overachieved, I say. The concern is why this doesn't happen in some rounds, but what is causing it and what is the department doing about it to prevent this from continuing happening? Because the fear is now, if this trend is continuing like this, then we will have a major understanding that the target for the budget per province, the allocation of per province will not be met, others will be over.
The special response you felt like that is maybe simplified. On another side, I suppose like that.
Compliance requirements do they have to meet in order for you to make the transfer. The last 1.9 million. It could be that these are permitted requests, and if there's the same requirements that they have complied with for the transfer of the goods, we make sure that it makes. Then going page by page, page 6, the economic application, foreign government and national general organizations. Third part is that is 3.14.2015, 1.45, very pressure. Pay with non-profit institutions, budget per million, no expenditure. Well, the software, 1.45, no expenditure. Innovative process. And then we go on to page 8, households, your special. Households and your first special. The studies of the 407%. Looks quite odd, but I'm sure it was some pretty explanation of a test. But interesting in that. And page 11, then report. Commission and local government have approved to the transfers, studies of 5,088 the that is the last one that said, sorry, the third one, 2014-2015. Commission and local government, as I said, assume those are transfers, but this looks an incredible thing, 5,088% of the African States one's attention. And cause for some explanation, which I'm sure you to come up with the offer. And lastly, the economic application based with team, machinery and equipment, those are tools. With the budget of 100 million, you overspend in the over budget in the monetary, and then now there's no studies in the third quarter. 14 and 15, with a budget of 1.3 million, then they'll say missionary on this. Again, I'm sure it was a quick explanation to offer that. That's in my hands.
That's
what
they
wish,
I think, which is the violation of access to
something to that I get the sense that Again, it is one thing to spend the money, but if there is the promise achieved, there is something wrong with it. I think it's something you need to further explore. Another specific question, you mentioned earlier the impact of disputes, that land is, if I understood you correctly, land acquisition is done. Now, is there any turnaround time? I would imagine what one wants to avoid is a situation where there's a prolonged dispute that doesn't go anywhere, because it is frankly bad for, and this is not understood you correctly, this is bad for leasing of property. I would imagine it's bad for the person that wants to give up their farm or virtual acquisition. What is the policy of the department in that? This stuff is a 30-day payment of supply policy. Surely there's some type of a turnaround time or at some stage where both parties agree that we're not resolved this will not be how does it work? Because it sounds like it's one of those problems that's avoidable.
Issues here, but it doesn't come at least of this issue. So nice and peaceful that you do something you can note in the sample comes, not so in my idea that it's in the mission.
I personally impressed number. Can I also say, maybe you should invite the media, I'm sure they'll be
your principles are not directly affected. Congratulations, the landmark summit. Some of us who are also flying come and I want to say thank you. As you saw last week, probably from the panel, it's important to clarify one development and more issues. And when we start to can discriminate nicely across the street. There were definite challenges that I'm not talking about. But also, while you all the big incumbents and the mappers of Ghana, that know that you are the baby of the community. They may not know. So, all your problems, to find your chair, the long queue for getting them, turning is something you can do better there. But congratulations for the coming democratic elections. Probably if you like more with your stakeholders, we'll be very happy all of us. So on the issues, I could have chosen to refer my questions to Anya on the spot. Because the fourth God is very much the cadence of the year of their time. But perhaps I have to pick up some cues. The Raven Post, that should be a proper one. Raven Post, the future, very slow progress in Finland. The Raven Farming Post. The Raven Farming Post, because then it affects your capacity elsewhere. If the post is funded, then that post is not built. Out of the expenditure issues that you definitely understand, but then there will be a short for someone because it's part of the machina, the organization function. Those persons who should be there. The other one, another program should be up quickly and not waiting for an annual report, but it seems to be a big issue. The issue of the program too, the corruption, the understanding that continues to your social character, the understanding that continues to the policy. I do think we can also say that we are quite concerned about that. At some point it was because of the stroma, that there's been delays due to the implementation of Stuma. Perhaps to put differently, Stuma now being implemented, the regulation, everything that could
Partimente de oameni, de o anumită sumă de unappealing there. The unappealing there, the experience they contain. It could be nice to get you to just comment and convince the committee on that.
Right.
Some other targets share, still under the geospatial and kind of social issues. Well, the e-system, the e-calendar. When are you likely going to implement that? And if not, just as we said in part of the budget, knowing that there will be those, I mean that there will be those, and therefore it cannot be that because there's no e-calendar system, then you let the issue. How are you putting the certified learner to good use who is raised in geomatics? And probably my last one, Che, this one is become my favorite topic, the narrative. I watched it with interest. I also the fact that I saw narrative in action, narrative in action. But previously, and I continue to, in my teaching, help me understand. Previously, you have asked if you keep and train somebody, character development, this and that, and cultures and capabilities for 4 or 5 years. What does this person come out of this way? The good Samaritan, why is the partner to really so not that king the other day? If someone has to die now, someone will say, no, let me die and do not die again. But what do they come out to it at the end? Have you thought of, you raise the chair at some point in time, to call it relationship between us and the higher education portfolio committee. Look at some training issues as well as at government level. They skilled at it, you know. So that is like the one dimension there is a permanent issue. You can get 4,000 or something, I can go and get some of the number, but that 4,000 and you came up with 1.8. How do you account for failure to have that number that you require? I will run short of program use. How do you account for the failure to have the number? Although at the end of the day, if you had fulfilled the change, we're still going to have what they come up with. And the link to that is like a small one, we did a little bit of oversight, the change you ask you for another tool.
Thank you so much.
Because the intention of that program is to reduce the high rate of unemployment. So you have to get people into the program and at the end of the day you don't compensate. Means that those people are still in that program how much. At the same time, the people are unemployed. But in the department, it's more than that. Make sure that the government don't serve young people.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The observation of the honourable members with regard to the narrative is quite interesting. If you may have observed, expenditure trend in the rural development and which narrative is located,
and the expenditure is very high.
That means that we are paying. So we can prove that. So, but I was very interested to see the other individual members who have fallen through the cracks and they are on the program and they are not receiving their statements. If they in fact in this case, certainly, I think it would be not correct to keep them on the program and not give them respect.
Thank you.
say the point that is being made on the slowness of the takeoff of the beginning of the manifestation, it is being made repeatedly by the Honorable Master. I think it is the point that is made, especially on the Madera, about the low and central problem, way below the Honorable Domaner, being a target. The problem is, it is not an accessible situation. And luckily, it is a situation that we are able to intervene in. But these are not provincial government funds. These are the provincial offices of our own department. They fall under our control, and then we can intervene to remedy the situation. We do that, and they report on a monthly basis. They provide their reasons for failing to meet the target. They provide us with challenges. Of course, we can't say trust. I think this year we have got on our project register possibly about 1,600 projects just for the five years. So there will be those challenges that the Honorable Dongo Honorable is pointing out that yes, this project is not progressive and truth, and at least we now have to have kind of that's what we are able to do. In the case where there are disputes around prices, because we have relied on the negotiation, ordinarily when there is a farm that is on market, where interested in it, we have expended money. We have approached the owner and he has said, look, I'm tempted to sell. We then expend money to evaluate the farm, and then if we see that we are going to, the asking price is more than what we should pay for, obviously that land refers to an interest. We have property value, professional property value. In the past, it was just the ordinary official of the department that would conduct the valuation, but now we've got professional property valuers who then engage the landowner on the price negotiation. Sometimes we then have to go back to the valuer and then say, but why would the landowner be so rich about demanding this particular price? Can this warrant us getting a second opinion to and get another independent valuer to give us a second opinion to determine whether there could be a different price at the end of the day. The turnaround time shouldn't take, I'm talking about from the identification of the land right up to the acquisition. Ordinarily, it should not take more than 5 months. But it does take. Sometimes the distance time much longer. Sometimes we eventually walk away. Sometimes we walk away after 6 months because don't agree at all, because we also can't justify paying way below market rate. I see one of the reports has another check looking at you, so I'm not sure what it comes to. So we do take that point. We need to remedy this particular situation. We agree. Over 20, we must be acceptable. We have disabused ourselves of the notion of savings. It's just an expenditure. It is not savings. We have not spent the money that we have come to you to ask for. We can't even say who has made the savings when we have failed to make the targets. I think the report that Mr. Alfred will present will show that the target that has been met is more than one. There's more than one. I think it's about 61%. of the target level next is not just one. So I think we've got to find a way of reconciling our way of reaching the response. I think the Ikadasta is a long-term project. Last year we had to pause the project because we needed to refocus, because we felt that it was not moving in the right direction. So we had to pause it to rescope it. We have done the rescoping of the project. We now have a draft 10-year roadmap. Because it's a massive project. We are talking about close to 800 million copies of type B, of microfilm, of various pieces of paper that must be scanned, that must be digitized, where the data need to be cleared and then migrated into an electronic. The development of the electronic module will be happening. We took delivery of infrastructure recently, and we took delivery of about 130 million rand worth of infrastructure, where we now must install it across the country and migrate the system from its development by so. Yes, there is quite a big detail thing, but the work of this continues until first time that the Ikadasta comes fully on stream. The development of the trainees, the geomatics students, we train them quite a lot, but it means that we lose some of the young people as it were. We deploy them inside our environment, but many of them get jobs in municipalities, in other various government entities, parastatals. As honorable members will know, it is this department that is currently sustaining the geomatic profession in the country. The studying department that the university was about to close down, the UK that area was about to close down, we set a time mine there to keep the professional surveyor trained. So we still continue to do that. But in-house, we have now an accredited training program where we train technicians, we train young matriculants, and we deploy them generally. Some of them, when we were doing the state and audits, was deployed into those kind of projects. So we do. Obviously, over a period of time, we will not be able to absorb all of them into our own department. We are looking at the synergy of the NERSEC with other youth schemes in government. We tried to answer this question at times when it was asked. After the training, all of the additional training offered in the SABWA accredited training. So I think the others, they will go out with the NQF up to two. Some are now looking at level 3 and 4. So they do get from the FET certificates that are NQF levels, right? And that is one of what they take away. We must say, however, that we could do a little bit more in making sure that after receiving the technical training from the NPD, they get much more better exposure in terms of placements to get experiential working training experience. And that is the path that has been very slow. And we have received quite a lot of complaints from the youth that there hasn't been. I mean, considering the fact that we currently have about 40,000 youth on the system, the number of those that are due to go for placement or for workplace experience is much more bigger than another, is much more bigger than the sites that are available and the organizations that are willing to pay them. That is why we even try to use our own department in terms of trying to get youth to work. But I think there's an area that can be improved. We are certainly looking at that.
I think most of the questions that you and other presenters set out, but the items that do not have spending on them is because they are not meant to be spent in the third quarter. We are showing the annual budget, but only the spending for the first quarter. The biggest item that we asked about was on the land reform under provincial and local government. That's 5,008 events. We decided to make a payment once much faster than before because we worked with them, we reconciled their account for rates and taxes. We did not have a budget around that line, but we do have the budget in the program itself. So in the program we decided that we will make the payment and we will do a shifting of funds in line with the PSA. That's why we had only 1 million, but we spent 1 million in the first quarter for 1 million. Is there anything else that was
when there's no agreement and one walks away from it, and it's probably the truth for everyone concerned. Now what I want to know is that something that's been considered, number one, and number two, what is the extent, maybe I should ask an official question in that regard, what is the extent of this in terms of the number of disputes like this, the time, the length, the impact that it has on the expenditure of the report, and there's a lot of other things I'll raise later on, the process around the report, but this specific thing might be a very important bottleneck that could be fairly simple to solve and make this part of the target.
Yes,
my lady.
Thank you.
the Tihar subsystem, and the Spluma also are just asking for clarity if it has regulation in operation, but for them to understand it. My other little follow up was on the PDFI. I was asking them during the context of the program to the PDFI training to say if you allow us. Perhaps it's for all to think it in. It's like you have been trained at UC a great thinking sense, it seems just an example. It could be there, could be there. And they go to UK and they go elsewhere. But I'm just asking for those people who just get a post, if you like, don't we have a system of tying down to a certain minimum level of service? So would you say, and I'm training for a year and you reciprocate by 3 years in service. I'm training for a year and reciprocate by 3 years. So you know that, okay, I have this one for 5 years in the service. And a condition before, you know, and a condition before somebody is actually training. That's my little follow-up shape. The narrative shape is going to be on drawn one. But at the tip of it is asking for the first time I'm getting a clearer answer. Jesus says it's not quite accredited, about the same condition of virtue, level 10, right? Level 1, level 2. And in some, you say other, level 3 or level 4, right? So this person, so you say, I should direct someone, I do not know anything to do. It means that level 4 is my life, the current to grade 12, really. Someone who's remaining in the system for 4 or 5 years and still there in the equivalent of the grade. It sounds like, imbalance, excuse my ignorance, IS, they used to call it habit, it's now called IS. What is the silence? I'm not the silence. You say that in elsewhere, I'm sorry, I like to put this number as well. What is the silence that is offered them? Right? And in that qualification that links elsewhere. You don't want to get this youth to run you, then you get all the 4,600 departments performed well. And at some point they come and sit in the village. After almost 3, 4 years, 5 years of hope out there in the community seeing that clearly there is ongoing income training under the department, and then they come and sit there. What is this? It doesn't think, you know, the progressive accreditation system. So even if you've got 10 and 5, it should one day lead you to being a judge. It should one day lead you to being a something. So in what line, or respect to the chair of the truth and not chair being chair, but being leader of the committee, to convene a joint meeting with the higher station for available to see if the all application shouldn't talk in
especially when one looks at the commitment in relation to the development center development. There have been 14 positive ideas, right? We understood that the filling of those vacancies could not have happened before the reopening. One needs to get a sense to see whether the targets of employing all of them has been met. But also need to have a sense of vacancies that we constantly talked about that are being prioritized to be filled and that are being filled. That we at one stage get a sense from the department saying that out of the X amount of vacancies that we have, we've filled all of them. However, another X amount ever happened subsequently. You know, that's the one. The other thing that I would want to add on to honorable meeting when we indicate clearly we need to find some form of bridge between the qualifications that the manager learners are able to achieve within the department. Because level 1, level 2, is a start, level 3 or 4, is a start, they don't take them nowhere. there is a dire need for oxygen. And there is absolutely nothing that prevents the problem. I think I mentioned before, it's important that the person, for example, look at the Africa and have an engagement with them. To what extent they can provide money for training these young people in becoming fully qualified actors, a chance that can be used and played within the farm or anywhere else where there is a need. Because as the department of higher education in particular, Honorable Mr. Blaise Maria indicated, we need approximately 20,000 artisans every year. And then the department can contribute as 14,000. This is, you can contribute at 14,000. You just target at 20,000. Very, very easily. Thank you.
This is not the response on the vacancy rate issue. The vacancy rate, as a department, we try to manage quite tightly this year, in the current year. At the end of the last financial year, it was 17.4%, which is now handled before. We, at the end of June, in the first quarter, it was standing 14.2%. We had 989 vacancies, so that was the point in time. All 673 are currently in the existing process at various stages. So we're trying to fall 673 persons as what we're going to do. The cost is up as well. There are budget sessions across all the programs, and our program managers are prioritizing these things, but they have been well prioritized in the current financial year. In terms of, I just have to assist in terms of the sample orientation, if you need to allow me to do that. When we talk about sample orientation, and we make sure that all the knowledge that you go on sample orientation, the government also gets specifically attention to certain amount of cadets. So if they are matric, which is equivalent to 24, they can use that to go beyond the end. So they can use the cadets they get to go and get further qualifications. And so with the FACWA and EQF, the framework that you have in terms of qualifications in the country, you need a certain amount of credit to get some qualifications. And so we make sure that we do that and so that they can study further in the field that they choose. But they technically have the six plus the accreditation. And then the last one on that is that we do liaise with all the teachers across the sector with regards to knowledge issues in terms of matching one to go on courses so they get. Then we want to put them in industry. So at the moment we've got people carving, the knowledge in carving, but in construction and engineering and across the country, and that is what via the state association for the whole digital people the construction sector. And so we're trying to nurture those relationships, carving and now in the current solution and beyond. Thank you.
This is the 1,000
focus is fine. Taking it, but containing to whichever other government department that you're made to develop all these switches or programs. So that I think you train them, you bring them the family contracts and service. But it's put there. Because now the program is for years for other students. And you will see we're only about 2 months on about here. By about 12 months that we are in the hospital condition, you will not be able to get the cash. So I'm saying program should definitely become another spotlight for more students. And part of it is that of the motivations supply that the supply then this supply got post I use the 10 credit don't you have a contract pin down the people you train to some human level of service? Okay. Who would want to remain at rural development Dura when if after rural development stage they have a tendency to have the metro and big energy?
The kind of military contract they have with the geomatic students that they design locked into a senior employment with the department. If we are unable to take enough people to train the government to design, then we offer it to other government departments. But the total target that has been changed are both for public and private sector because of the shortage of skills. So some of them are no government departments at all at any level wish to take them up. Then we are going to we will be in a position to then feed them on the contract on the OCD and this is the work of the this is the 65, 45, or 45 last time. So it was a 2 year program. And so now we go into the engaged and meet with them and take the contract point. The leadership circle will be able to give you a chance to report on where they are in setting. We are working on it based on a universal development strategy, which is part of the implementation strategy for those that are paying people, and we do not have another day to respond.
Well, that's absolutely. It's a new strategy for the existing strategy. Here's what I'm saying.
The edge of the strategy is different from the resources strategy, so how the different resources strategy is closed up the edge of the strategy regarding how we allocate this what change we offer ourselves to develop the skills that we need. So scoping and expanding the strategy that we want to do with the department for at least 2, 5, 10 years, and then to design the strategy around that to make sure that we have a fine balance.
Others would say, develop to June. But we understand why they are saying that.
the state of readiness of the municipality to implement the legislation in a serious course of event. In a serious course of event, they will have to start doing things they've never done before. We've got an assessment across the board to determine their capacity to implement the action. It has any capacity in it. But so working away the means of the needs, reorganized. The regulation has been published, for public comment, and the Act requires that the regulation be presented here in Parliament. So it's not the kind of regulation that the Minister was filing in his office. But again, various parties requested that to extend the period of public presentation to the end of this month. So we should by now have concluded the conversations on the regulation. So once that has been done at the end of the month, they will have to go to cabinets, and then after cabinets, and then obviously we will come to the committee.
Another question?
Okay, I want to ask a couple of questions, and now each and every course are the legislative issues that are being applied. Tell me, what mechanism does this budget have to remedy that? Because now that we have made our internal controls, our poor management, do you see it month to month before autumn? What are you doing about it? Because tell me that it's content. And I'm concerned to share, you know, the family human resources, tell me to address the challenge of human resources, especially the institution. What are we doing about it? You know, now the new financial year, and this is the third quarter, either we make it or we shoot ourselves.
The issue of the payment within 50 is something that is quite high on that end of the last month, we submitted a number of plan to I would think we could share. This time around we've come up with quite specific actions that have to be taken by specific positions within the department. An example would be when we determine that a particular official within the department is responsible for delay aiding to a service provider. It has been clearly spelled out who needs to take action of the business examination against that official. So I'm not just talking about the intervention that we are putting in place, but we are thinking about also the consequences of not performing according to the interventions that have been put in place. So consequence management is really at the heart of the turnaround strategy that we have done that we could improve the situation in the area of the business. I can explain how it happens in this person, but I think what I'm from is more interested in us getting it right, that the committee would be us getting it right. There are a number of role players which include the treasurer. Almost consistently in quarter one, you will find that the lowest performance of the and it's caused by the changes that have affected on the accounting system budget in terms of budget of course. By the time we attempt to make payments, you find that they've changed the next score item, the standard set of accounts score item has changed, it takes time to filter through and you're sitting with invoices and then eventually it unlocks everybody knows which score items to use and get the progress. We've got instances where our suppliers change their banking data.
and I don't know why they do that so regularly, that you have them as accident account numbers and so on. You try to pay them, the payment is collected, because the account does not exist anymore. And only then they inform us through from that bank to the other bank. And then there are many other like problems that we have with the systems are controlled centrally because there are some different but we have said that much as we may have these other role players that create the situation, we too ourselves have to come to a point where we say that I to call if you want a service provider on time. And I said it better have that produce. One of the things that our corporate support services unit is doing for us through the Office of the Chief Information Office is to gather this voice checking system. That is going to attend quite quickly so that because we were tracking invoice, we get the bathroom message arrived in this part. So that as it goes through the system, we are able to say where are we and how long they stay there so that we can be able to by the end of the year, the county will confess, I think we'll put the department where she can get something like 80% of the instances of our people to stay on stay there within it.
Very information from a management point of view. I will concentrate firstly on the fourth quarter of 2013-14. 37.5% of the total budget for the year was spent in the fourth quarter, amounting to 29 million. We will now assess board's financial statements. Transactions are based on accrual accounting. Therefore, the information we have of the figures in that includes provision total. The total spending comprising consisted of the following for this particular account. For the last quarter, on this combination of salaries, we had at least 55 employees, 30 of them, 47 of them are full-time employees, and there were two position vacancies. We spent $4.1 million, which made up 27.99% of the total budget. Goods and services with improved provisions comprised of 40.9%. Interest and rent on land comprised 24.47%. And amount of $47 for that particular cost. We have one satellite box in which we pay them. The total is the capital expenditure for that quarter was $1.3 million. So I will now focus on the two major. In other words, the total spending for the 2013-14 year. On revenue, the total revenue from home funds, i.e. self-generated funds for the year, amounts to 89.9 million. 82.2% of this revenue was generated from lease income, which also includes your lease income based on straight lining method. The balance of the revenue generated was from investment income, servitude and other income. Funds obtained from the project for that year, 2013-14, the trust fully utilized 1.5 million that was received from the funding approval in the form of fund savings. In terms of the total budget funding, 13.75% of the total budget comes from the department. The balance is funded by the IDB. Within the transfer payment funding, the following expenditure or categories of expenditure was paid. 54.79% was utilized for salaries within transfer payments.
Maybe on the
retail
transfer payments,
the
very similar to someone who's been in the future, especially with the
so I'm also checking the clear report when you just spend 1 million shares. What you're saying, some of the things are saying that you're doing the shares. You accomplish the promise.
In terms of compensation for the fourth quarter, which includes capital payments and cash-related funds, we spent 4.1 million rands, which compared to 27.99%. Goods and services 40.96%, and that amount to 20 million rands for the fourth quarter last year. Interest and rent on land, one tax, in other words, one satellite box, we spent 47,000 rands, and then on that compared to 24.4%. For capital expenditure, we've broken this up into categories, building the fixed structures or construction of office accommodation. We spent $613,000, machinery equipment and vehicles $520,000, and software, computer software $196,000. The total budget for the year 2013-14 comprises for amount of 77 million. We spent 37.5% the total budget for 2013 on the first quarter. The total spending for 2013-14 year is spent 112 million. We exceeded our budget, we went beyond our budget, we spent 145 cents. And the reason being that in the previous year, for 2012-13, the base provision which reflected that as contingent liability based on the court case, depending on the court case, in 2013-14, that portion to 2013 part reflected that as a provision. In terms of draft accounting and based on the recommendations of the AG, we did not make the adjustment prior year. So we went forward making an adjustment in the 2013-14 year, hence an increase in the overspending on the budget. Also, we overspent on the capital expenditure for 2013-14, the reason being that some of the works that actually done in the industrial schedule in the following year. However, we did make a provision for a commitment. We accepted a commitment in the 2012-13 year, which was paid in the 2013-14 year. So we will now focus on the 2014-15 first quarter. The total budget for the years 2014-15 amounted to 62.7 million. In the first quarter, we spent 13.8% of that budget, and this amounted to 8.68 million. Compensation of employees, we spent 4.3 million, food and services 3.3 million, interest, and then on the land again. On the one side, we spent 50,000, building and fixed structure, construction cost 789,000, machinery and equipment, fixed assets.
So I support what you're saying, but I do believe we are owed some type of explanation. I think necessarily we should determine what action it is we are going to prevent this type of thing from recurring. Yes.
I think also I will just come in, but my understanding is that the NGC are constantly checking. I think the department is able to provide us the details information. I think the NGC in China are supposed to do the same. So the department has been able to provide us all the financial performance report and also the with the financial performance and also the performance report in the fourth quarter and the first quarter. So I don't know whether it is advice that I can teach you to do the same instead of making the summer.
Madam Chair, this is Dr. Lee Edison. We simply complied with the requirements in terms of providing financial performance information. We just happened to have circulated the program performance report of the department separately 2 weeks ago. And we happened to have this information at our disposal. So that is what I was trying to explain in that one. The fact that we had the detailed information, it is because we had admitted to the committee 2 weeks ago. And here we just obviously could have provided more of the same information as the ITD to do the same thing as well.
I think here, ITD has submitted the information on chat. And so I was supposed to receive this document last week. I think we had enough time to go through the document as per our question. But the challenge was that the performance has been. So that is why we are requesting them to take this information, to provide us with the performance report next week for the fourth quarter and also for the first quarter of 2014-2015. So that we're dealing with the performance, financial performance, we align it with the
I don't know if it's English.
But in relation to what the Prabhupada expected to deliver here today,
they have complied as far as now. Perhaps the only shortcoming would be there's an acting CEO right from a presentation that doesn't coincide with the one that you were again. So that's the only thing that I can say. But I would appeal to say that we follow your ruling that you're making the claim. Thank you, sir.
I think that is why I made that proposal, because we need to look at both sides of the officer. If maybe if the impact was that he must submit the financial performance, I think that was on the wrong Mandela in the engagement. But the fortunate part of the financial success is that he submitted the performance report 2 weeks back. But to correct that, that is why I was making the proposal that let us allow Imonyama Church to submit the performance report. So that we're looking at their financial performance, we align with their performance report. And in future we make sure that all the documents that we need are being submitted on time. That is why I commended them. That initially we said to them, let them submit documents on time. And we need to appeal that, because the information that we have about their financial performance was submitted on time. But we need just to correct the issue of the financial part. If they invite or say we must submit the financial part, that is what they submitted. But we request that we can't deal with the financial part only without the performance report. That is why we are saying let's meet them next week on Monday to finish the truth so that we can come there.
I thought that you were asking this question to open and to show a proposal to the committee. And then the committee brings it in and then comes back to the chair to come to town. So at some point you had the doctor in the chair before on that Mandela, I think, yeah. What I could just say so that when you let up to the public's way into that normally, when there's any argument, if the council is for such argument, let's say normally I could just say without anything else, generally, so that the responsibility is clear for such argument. The familiar system is the legal system where if someone has to, I know nothing about law, by the way, it's not before, but I know the subject of so that then I'm going to be proper. If I'm not there, I'll then be in touch with them. A strong word, if I'm on vain, then clearly even the conscience of that thing will be tightened, you know. Now I think that that reference makes them more accurate to could put in a much more better perspective. Chair, in my experience of committee, it does not happen that you must have the entity, the department moving in and out of the place and the place is so good. If your committee chair allows it, one way or the other, especially the government department, think will reap the results. Because then it becomes a banana. Because then the oversight, the separation of power does not exercise the whole oversight. So that anything the department will just be doing as they please. And therefore the constitutional principles to make sure that you have the center of power they can. Would be now and void now legal and nothing will say at initial. Right from the onset, you can't talk about anything about the committee. So Chair, you know, my stand is to what you have proposed that the other day I did say it in Gonyama, it's eminent present and I will not change that view. But they've got to protect their good names. They've got to protect their good names. Whatever was asked, you can't come with a pager and say you can't all the way from pages and then this will work from him. And come and present a page and whatever on earth, definitely for goodness sake. Protect your good names. Protect your good names. And clearly, we cannot just be a Jewish. I've never heard of two people come in and find us, no, let them come, let them go back. And clearly, we want to prevent, as the Honorable Johannes would say, And I'm adding to the venting thing. And I think it's a strategy to do. Oh, no, no, it's also a common member. After this was on, that's why I think some of the other days said, I'm calling Bokeli, and I said, committee must try and find its friends and speak as committee. And therefore, so that the entity or department before a committee can understand the accountability that has come in the internal years of the product party. So, therefore, all I've done was also checked. In my view, I fully support the information on the call. 3 months down the line, later on, I made the decision that 2 months. With 3 months down the line, we've never had the pleasure of getting our grandchild, because our high school department, what I'm going to tell you, our high school department in the county. You know, our grandchild is a board itself. Now, we never had the pleasure of getting the report. I repeat, into the package of the conviction that we made, it must not be left out that I offer to say, understand that there are regulations for accounting system, for performance, program performance, and what are the reporting system format or framework. That is the document. If I'm asked by even my CFO, I can't say her lady, because it's not really the judge, the leader of the mission, but who's worshiping what or whatever. Now, if I'm asked, I can provide that document, for goodness sake. Once and for all, in 20 years, you can't come here and say, this is what we're asking. It's clearly explained under the regulation what you're supposed to come here and do. Now, sir, if they were presenting a data, they would appear to have a narrative to the data. They would appear to have an introduction to the CFO to the data. They would appear to have a rounding up with challenges and whatnot to the data. And the program performance highlights. You said, there is under expenditure position, and there is under expenditure, say, you know, I think 38 million from life. This 38 million is a definite highlight under expenditure. And I'm therefore saying, Chair, I am part of the frustration people. I'm able with the people who can be better and cool about it. I'm part of the frustration people who want to do our way. And we, if we're talking about it, some of the parties will be swept out of existence if they just say, okay, we put you, no, okay, come next week. We can't accept that. We request you, ladies and gentlemen, please come next week fully prepared. My assumption that CFO is a full-time position. Go through program performance and whatever that and understanding the framework. Check what you are supposed to do there and just do it. Maybe over the past 20 years it was never done correctly. But it has got to be done correctly this time. There's definitely a reporting system from Professor. I'm therefore saying, if it will agree with your proposal, I can't do this because I do want you to understand the video. You said it's a proposal because it's a collective committee system. So that proposal, so we're talking to today, we are disappointed. And for me, I'm like anyone who says, maybe there's a need minister to relook. Do you still need a trust in one province? And what for? How is it going to be accountable? How is it going to be accountable? And how is it going to be accountable as a trust in one province? Why the accounting systems for similar arrangements in other provinces? Do we still need it? The case is getting weaker and weaker. Until the case is getting weaker and weaker. Some need to have the trust. And that's my preliminary view. When they come there, I'll definitely have a retake on this thing.
Thank you. Another one,
number.
Another one.
Yes.
Of the department. If there are any other issues that's not been done, then they will get their own mistakes and their own concerns. I think I agree with my proposal, except that my voice was not. Your voice is high, but we agree with the proposal, we are ready to see the content. But I will request the department to accept the action. Because this is about the child, the child always needs the ICT in order to be accessed. The department to address the ICT. We know that if every time the department and the ICT are supposed to submit the quarterly report. Before I continue, can I give a touch point down to
thank you, Chairperson. We appreciate the directive proposal. I just think it's appropriate because this is a public record, Chair, to do our perspective of the understanding. It could be noted that we did carry a file defined, but it contained nothing in there. We have endeavored, based on previous experience, as much as possible, to liaise with department and department as they come to our offices to assist. But I understand where the point of departure is. It was our strict adherence to what was asked for us. You can point it out in the AG that this report we are reporting to, we happen to be part of the departmental report. This report, based on the information we submitted to the department, the department will have a moment. Much as we have the performance report at our disposal, as you mentioned, we did not come here prepared for that as a result of which. Because it was not something that people had. We did not want to inconvenience members here for giving and government's information, which is at our disposal, but that was never asked for before. We may take that for that 100%. Because what we come to report here for is an overall performance of the board, which only received 14 million from the department. That's the 14 million we're going to talk about in this report. We have no reason not to cooperate. Not to collude in any manner that would give a picture of undermining an institution like this committee. I firmly believe, Chair, that there is a misunderstanding between the members of this committee and what was asked from us. We are in no way out of order in this respect. This was a structured report that the Chair, the acting CEO, read, and as was pointed out by one member, was he initially read from his own notes. But the fact of the matter is, we have started this as per the departmental report. This is not the ICB report, what I'm talking about. ICB report is part of the departmental report, and if anybody looks at it, it's consistent with what the department has presented yesterday. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you,
Mr. Speaker.
Another question.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I think I should take responsibility for whatever shortcomings that the committee has here. I accept the shortcomings. Secondly, I think that I hope, Chair, that we will not be discussing the continued existence of the ICT because it is not for us. So I hope we won't discuss it elsewhere in any another subject matter in which we're going to discuss. I would be prepared to discuss that. Lastly, the shortcoming of what you highlighted, you were part of the discussion. That's why one of the shortcomings is reporting for all of us. We dealt with the matter extensively. The whole question of accountability of the security institutions and the related to the work of the department. So we met a lot of discussion and we're hoping that actually we have a very, very good system of accountability and what is the one we would have done with the question. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Honorable
Minister. I think the government the department to assist to monitor the ICT and also to make sure that we comply with the submission, the short submission of the report. Because fortunately the report will be submitted to be submitted to the commission and also the annual report. They have to be submitted to the commission. I agree that in most cases we didn't have enough time and committee to deal with the quarterly report, but they have to be submitted to committee. Then the other thing is that the compliance out of the discussion that we have today, compliance with treasury regulation, compliance with the TFMA, we need to make sure that we comply. Spending must be in line with the treasury regulation. No overspending, no underspending, we must spend what has been allocated to us. the issue of the consideration of stipend issues for the nourishment, I think it must be considered that while you are paying, we need to make sure that we take care of the issue as raised by the members. We are aware that we are waiting the annual report by the end of September, the annual report of both the department and the FTP, which must be submitted in China in the process of dealing with the winter perhaps. So we must take those annual reports into consideration. Then the last one is that in the next meeting we'll deal with the land audit report and also our agenda will include the ICP, their financial performance, also their performance reports. The info she has promised to the committee. When looking at the information that has been submitted by the department, it's the same challenge that they reached. But I think they would be explanation because the financial the performance will guide us. Their financial performance and their performance report, because that is what we discussed. There will be nothing new. The template is the same. What the submitted here is what the department was presenting to us. But the only thing was that they didn't submit the performance report so that we can align their performance report with their spending trends. I think that is what we need to have. Then the last one. No.
Okay. Can you come? Okay. But there are two people. Now we understand that which is when I come back, I must want to show you this point. I believe more than the very sick amount. I believe it's not that first. And when my children for the week, we had our own training. Now I'm expecting that the family there, unless you say no, that this procedure of this which is not going to form the report. That is my expectation. I don't have an expectation as we were about the other day. Now I want you to guide us on the summary.
I think while we're dealing with the financial improvement of ICP, I've indicated before that the same call was already one done notes, which I think was a very important note, which must form part of the expedition summary. That should be our expedition summary, because the department is doing the same. They've given us just the expedition summary, how did they spend things, what were the balances, the surpluses, and whatever. That is what they're supposed to do. Then it should accompany by that word table, which indicates they're spending the 2016, 2015, 2014, first quarter 2015, fourth quarter 2013, 14, then first quarter 2014, 2015. Then the other one, I think there's a concern on the restless department that you have to improve when looking at your performance. The restless, the yellow flags, and the green flags. The restless, I think they need to be improved. The yellow flags are an indication that they are out to reach some of the time. I think there should be some improvement, both on the financial performance and also the performance. As a champion, that you set yourself. I think you've studied the champion playing properly with an aim that at the end of the year, of course, you'll be able to do that. That is what we're expecting as this committee. Members, anything that you've
heard? I hope you'll be patient with my attention due to the department, the honor of the ministry. Program performance document from Treasury is a minimum. Any understanding that may have been struck in the last 20 years, we don't need to continue if it was compromising. I will be emphasized if it was compromising.
Nasha Dasha
my only emphasis.
Let's go to the Shana regulation and look at Christians. It's not a pigeon with a regulation, it would be high by people of mine. Let's just try and live up to the pronouncement there. So that next time both the parent department and the NTC and each as the other entities share or other accounts are not just accounted for online others. So and follow that strictly and clearly and simply. So that if we forgot to say something, but those regulations are say something, then let's just have compliance with those regulations on a quarterly and semesterly and annual basis. It becomes very, very wonderful. So that it's irrespective of us as persons, in terms of the systems and the framework. I'm also not sure I wanted to ask. It's slightly different from what I'm hearing today in the room. Because it can be an objective barometer on how and the standard on how we can think. The rest thank you very much. I still offer myself if anyone cannot lay their hands on the question. I offer to really bring to supply to anyone for free.
I think we're at the end of our discussion. That is why I was just summarizing what it is. If there's something that I can omit it here.
I think you owe a response to Mwanyama Shashi when they say at the broadcast that the consultants they were asked to bring. Because we can even play a recording of our meeting with them. We would make it very clear during the deliberation that we wanted to kind of report. Even they just go that route. But I don't want to prove them to become correct when I know very clearly what we answer from them. Let's run a play that case at the given time. I'm prepared to prove that we did anchor for the time of report. We removed and answered. So that's what you all needed to cover. Thank you for the opportunity.
I'm
they were talking about this policy on the recording by the ICT and the
attention, repeatedly, 1, 3, 1, 5. The committee noted that there is adequate policies which have the ICT components. It is one thing that we raise in our meeting with the UNA. But they do not appear to be having any policies. And I know when we stress the point that they need to bring to us their policies. Not only is this here to communicate it, but it's not. And so when we come back here, we will still lack the basis of their operation, whether it's based on policy, how good are those policies. I know stress that point. Thank you.
Then on the one that has been raised by one of the commissioners, I think we've got policies that have been raised by the commission. Exceptional positions that have been taken by the committee that put our own timeframe on the additional information that we want. But on the issue of quarterly reports, the issue of annual reports, I think the positive for the PSM case that I came, that each and everyone needs to comply to those policies. Secondly, when I was dealing with the four quarter and also the third quarter reports, what we need to do as a committee, we need to check the annual. It's unfortunate because we raised as many when we meeting with IT that their APP is not much. Yeah, to make our work very much difficult to check on their performance. And also indicated the issue of the lack of policies. I think it was also indicated by the auditor general comment. So when dealing with this, when dealing with this report, the quarterly report, we check the annual performance plan of the ITE. If there is a policy that they said they will develop in the first quarter, we need to make them account for that. You know, if there is a policy that they said they will develop on the fourth quarter, on the fourth quarter, when they account to us, we need to make them account. So that will assist because as a committee, we just, you know, when we share with policies, when we share the report in the House, the recommendation of the committee becomes the resolution of the House. That's why the Speaker, the Office of the Speaker, is assisting us to check the implementation. Because when we develop the recommendation, when there are resolutions, there were time frames that we need such information within 3 months. So I realized that the Office of the Deputy is assisting us because after each and every 3 months, they write a letter to the minister that here the resolutions are taken by the House to provide the report. But what I'm saying here is that the issue of the policy is what we realize that there are inadequate policies. That's why they do things anyhow. You don't follow any policy. There's no policy that is done in there. And all this was also emphasized by the Office of the Auditor General. But we need to make sure that when we income, we have that their APP. If there's any policy that is failing, you develop on the first quarter, because we'll be dealing with the first quarter report. After engaging them on their APP strategic plan, we need to make them account on that. But not the measure saying that we need policy that the committee must write the report that the committee needs the policy. We need to look at their plan. If there's a human rights policy, human resource policy that is said they will develop in the first quarter, they have to make sure that they are performing. That is why we want their performance reports. So that we check whether what they plan to do in the first quarter they have done.
Rather than about hours, talking with a speech, whereby we said to go there for answer to overcome. We wasn't smart. I think this is the document that will make us work smart, not for our to follow. I'm not talking about parliamentary decisions. Because you see, she tell example. Yes, she tell example. But then we were addressing amongst us, guidance, spirit, something which it's there, we have it, we keep it off. Put it there. Now thank you for now, we keep it off.
that the thing that we are asking, which is our own, I'm not talking about the supermarket and other ministry of the world, I'm talking about our housekeeping.
The support staff will talk to the manual trading system of the committee with all the decisions that we're taking and also with that way. So each and every time whenever we follow up that this has been done, this has not been done, so that when we're able to make the follow up on those issues. Thank you also for that support. Do you agree on the proposal? Okay. Thank you very much. In our previous meeting, we discussed the issue of the guidelines for the parliamentary travel code. I think that's the security for all of us to understand that issue policy. I think Pumla is speaking to all of that. In fact, that's not the second system that's not the same to members. This policy doesn't need any fair discussion or information because we just think we're supposed to go. How do you determine the validity and all of that? And the second one for this is the issue of the correspondence from the Office of the Chairperson concerning the oversight visit workshop strategy planning session. That if as members we agree that we'll be available for the whole session, then if there are changes, let the changes made to the support staff on chat. Because once they booked for you, once they paid the energy, you know, in your account and you're not there, they have a problem, they have to just pay back that energy. I think we have also to go through this one thing so that at the end of the day there's no conflict or issue between ourselves and the support staff. Why did you take, so much rest was taken out of my salary? Why you know very well that you promised to attend the second session for 5 days, only to find that you were there for 3 days, why you balanced the SNC for 5 days? I think these are just housekeeping measures. And the other one, in our last, okay.
Excuse me, Mr. President, I would also like that issue we are discussing to be also addressed in our focus in the past. The issue of the outstanding debt that she is raising about this.
What is this money?
It's not that issue. It's also the debt in the past as well.
Then you can not attend the training for budget. But I think the internal method, the administrative issue. So if caucus needs information, they can request the information from the office of the chair if they need it, but they will decide. We thought that maybe the committee method, because we want it to be, no, not the committee method. What we requested are the guidelines, that is the committee method. This is for information, the administrative issue that we must be aware of. So, if members feel that they want to check them, to check the mention of their caucuses for information, because can't change it like this. So, therefore, information. Another one.
So, maybe if you are trying to have a visible act in the cultural organization, but these are the issues, they're not that the issues. So, now you're getting to know the something for Christy, and you're not notified that I'll be out.
The other matter that we discussed in the previous meeting was that of the member who is supposed to attend the summit. We have said on the approval they will comment. Then we will not check into consideration what we have been given the report. But we further say that another application was made for those members who are willing to join the summit on Friday and Saturday. They were indicated to the support staff that after they received the response from the office of the chair of chairs, they must engage to those members who indicated that they will be available to attend the Friday and Saturday. A member indicated to me that he didn't receive any information after the last meeting. So I don't know what happened. If you can clarify whether the second application was disapproved or not for members to be careful. So that at the end of the day, members, if we are here something, it must be implemented, whether it was a failure or a success, but we need to share information to move the thing and then.
It's lovely that a personal assistant is walking in right now because he informed me that Honorable Mandela would not be going to the land summit because he had other commitments. The personal assistant told me that. Hey, Utaka,
the commitment
that we have
summit.
Why don't
you clarify the matter so that the minimum of Amarela are still running everything fairly to members equally? But you wanted that to be clarified because if Abetu or the Mandela Yaha all of a sudden had one consensus and it was going to be a problem with one machine. But now the same clarified, there was a miscommunication. The PA said something, the honorable member said something, so there was miscommunication. I think it needs to correct it in the future so that members actually want to be affected.
Thank you very much for the information. Members of this committee. Now, that he is always teaching the members.
I think it's not special in the solid committee. Yeah, just someone is having told what it is to make sure that all members are not on the committee. So,
at some point, there was so called combined workshop, that is, our committee together with our group, people were rather about the same issues. What is the latest?
I'm enjoying to have this. Honorable member, that is why we were able to bring you having by joining the process of organizing that would show we have at least that meeting, we have agriculture workshop, we have one workshop. Typically, number one was on the day, but two, now they're supposed to start trying to get all things together. If possible, if they've agreed with the proposed data, it's supposed to be only 25th and 20th. But the issue was the issue of the venue, because the other commissions, they felt that they would be having oversight, so to have a venue fee, a suitable venue. So we're trying to sort the thing out with the venue, but in our next meeting, I think we'll have the conclusion. Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you for your attention. So we had a family in so many years.
Thank you.